Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I saw that Biden has been making regular calls to former President Obama to talk about the election. Well, we actually got our hands on a recording of their last call.
Really?
Yeah, listen to this.
Hello?
Hey. Hey, buddy, it's Joe. I was wondering if...
This is Barack Obama.
Right. Yeah, I know. Listen, my poll numbers, they're...
I can't come to the phone right now.
We're on the phone.
So leave a message after the beep. Beep.
Come on, man. Come on.
Did he buy it?
Yeah, it worked again.
Yeah, that's it. Oh! We got a hold of that.
I can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message at the beep. Beep.
Oh, boy.
You see, he doesn't want to talk to the old man. Quickly, a little poll thing before we get into tonight's giant fundraiser that's going to break all kinds of records. I'm looking at the TV right now. Star-studded fundraiser. Man, all the New Yorkers love it. It's at Radio City Music Hall, and everybody in media's in New York, and they're all Democrats. Everybody in the media's Democrats. They're all excited about it. The whole thing makes me sick. This is like the Met Gala or Oscars or something. I mean, it's got that feel to it in terms of my level of vomit getting so close to my mouth. I'm afraid I might spew. There are some polls out where Biden and Trump are really, really close, like within the margin of error, closer than they have been in the past. And there was one poll, as I mentioned, that Biden had tied Trump in the battleground states. I think that was the Bloomberg poll. Anyway, anybody who didn't think it was going to be a very, very close election, I don't know what you were expecting, but that's where we are right now.
Yeah. Keeping in mind, if the election were held today, that would be a violation of the Constitution.
Absolutely.
Can't possibly happen. So President Biden taking to the stage in New York City tonight for a major campaign fundraiser with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama flanking him. A historical gathering of something or other. Of course, they all have some pretty complicated relationships, but they're joining together for Team Democrat.
How
actually.
About the fact that the president from two terms ago is going to be on stage with the current president and is 20 years younger? Barack Obama's 20 years younger than Joe Biden, who he's raising money for. That's amazing.
Well, and Clinton's fairly old. I can't even remember how old he is.
I'll ask Siri. I'll ask my watch. How old is Bill Clinton?
Stand by, everybody.
Siri tells me Bill Clinton is. It gave me a long Wikipedia page. 40 seconds.
Keep standing by, everybody.
And I think that won't tell me. How old is Bill Clinton?
Everybody knows that.
77.
AI works better if you shout at it.
I'm so mad at her. She knows I'm mad at her, so she answered me. 77.
So the guy who served in the 90s is significantly younger and noticeably sharper than the current guy.
Right. The guy who got elected in 92 is 5 years younger? That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And again, a great deal sharper, too. Attendees will see the trio on stage at Radio City Music Hall with late-night talk show host Stephen Colbert. Interviewing, I guess, moderating a conversation with all of them. The program will be hosted by actress Mindy Kaling. And so they got a moderator and a host, whoever that is, and include musical performances by Queen Latifah and Lizzo.
All right.
Lizzo, she's obesensational.
Is that a new word?
Obesensational, yes. She's enormous and enormously talented. Ladies and gentlemen, Lizzo.
When she sits around the house, she sits around the house. Put your hands together for...
Oh, boy. Some top donors will have their photo with the three presidents taken by none other than legendary photographer Annie Leibovitz. And I wondered, you know, I was thinking, you know, this would be worth a certain amount of money to go to and experience just because the stories I could tell on the show would be amazing. Well, let's roll clip 51 and think about that. Michael, 51.
Tickets for this event started at $225, went all the way up to $500,000. But the more you pay, the more access you're getting, including one batch of supporters who will have a photo taken by famed photographer Annie Leibovitz of themselves and the three presidents.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. $500,000 to get the full Annie. Yikes. $225 to get in the door would be worth it, but... Then you're at the back of the hall. It's like the cheap seats at a concert, I guess.
Yeah, you would definitely be in the you can say you were there situation, like happens with a lot of big sporting events or concerts or whatever. But wow, that'd be pretty cool to have a picture with three living presidents. Of course, living presidents. You're going to get a picture with a dead. Two living and one dead. That's better than a picture I've got with one living and two dead.
Hey, have I ever showed you this picture of me with Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and William McKinley?
William McKinley's bones.
Wow. So Biden's got a huge fundraising lead over Trump right now, partly because Trump has to spend a lot of campaign funds on defending himself against charges, some semi-legitimate, some completely farcical. And Trump, for his part, is also raising money off the fundraiser. His campaign sent an email to supporters yesterday asking for contributions to defeat the Obama-Clinton cartel.
So the photo, as you said, with all three is $100,000, a donation of $250,000. You're a big swinger, man. You donate $250,000 to a political campaign. Wow. And you're not expecting anything for that, by the way. You just think you're just a good American. You're not expecting any special privileges for your $250,000.
Certainly not access, for instance.
Earns donors access to one reception, $500,000, gets them into an even more exclusive gathering. The party doesn't stop there, according to the campaign. First Lady Jill Biden and DJ D-Nice are hosting an after party at Radio City Music Hall with only 500 guests after all the other things are over. With several old men on their fourth party of the night at like midnight? God, are they even going to be on their feet?
For $750,000, Bill takes you alone and tells you his Monica stories.
Woo!
Yes.
Bill enjoyed, that was a cheap shot, but you know what? I feel like I got my money's worth.
For $75,000, Joe Biden will tell you the Amtrak story, the house catching fire story, and a touching story about Bo Biden, all to back to back.
Wow. It wasn't a cheap shot. It was a thrifty shot.
So you go to the thing, you've got really good seats, then $250,000 gets you into the special reception, and then twice that gets you into an even more exclusive gathering. So how does that work? I mean, So are you with
including,
a group?
I guess there's a meeting the next day with top donors and top strategists.
So you're in a room with, I don't know how many people, it's going to be 500 people for your $250,000? And then it's a time's up, and then they shuffle you off, and some of you get into another room, and then there's like 75 of you in this other room that all will look at each other thinking, is this worth $500,000? This is the same hors d'oeuvres. They just pushed him over into this room. and you get a little closer. I don't know. I was at the, my only experience with this is, Gladys, if you could hit the, I was at the Trump inauguration, and because I had a connection, I got into the main ball where Trump and his wife did their first dance after he did the inauguration.
Jack and Ivanka were briefly lovers, okay? Go, just go ahead.
And I was right next to the stage, and the whole Trump family was, like, right in front of me. I mean, I could have said, hey, with nice shoes. I mean, I was that close to him. But the kind of people were there in their need to get everybody's attention and waving their arms and hoping they'd get taken selfies so they could show, there's my picture with me, this is how close I am to power. That whole world is so strange to me.
Yes, strange in a lot of ways, and from what I understand, and it's one of the reasons we've avoided hobnobbing with the powerful a lot during our career.
It was pretty good food at that ball, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
For a buffet, I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, but the fever that grips you when you enter into that world, and it's all about status and access and how well known you are, it can be, I mean, more addictive than crack.
I'll always remember this. So we are at, I guess it would have been roughly the same thing for Arnold Schwarzenegger. When he got elected the first or second time, we're at some speech he gives right after his inauguration. And I won't mention the guy's name, but he's a really well-known big-time developer in the Sacramento area. And we're at the stage, and Schwarzenegger's up there and everything like that. And this guy, this enormously wealthy, powerful, dignified guy who everybody, you know, wants to be near, is jumping up in the air and waving his arm like a little kid. He was willing to embarrass himself to try to get Arnold's attention and like have Arnold mention his name or something. I don't know what it was, but I always thought,
Sure Arnold knew he was there.
Yeah, I always thought, wow, where you are in your life right now, it's like a 50-year-old man. You're jumping up and down, waving your arm like a little kid, trying to get a baseball star's attention. I thought, that's pathetic to me.
Was that ego, or was that the billions of dollars at stake if you do business with the state?
I think it was a business decision. I don't think it was an ego thing. I think it was a business decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
If Arnold would mention
Arnold agrees.
If Arnold would mention, oh, there's developer so-and-so, that would have been huge for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Now, if you go too far at Arnold's inauguration, Michael, do you have any examples of the things he might say to you?
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
Yes, he did not say that on stage that night, I recall.
Missed opportunity.
Stop whining.
Anyway, I'm sure there will be official coverage and leaks and rumors and that sort of thing to come out of the giant fundraiser, which we'll bring to you at our earliest possible
moment. Is Stephen Colbert going to try to make it all kind of jokey, or is he going to do any serious commentary? I mean, there's going to be all kinds of Trump is Hitler, this is the last election if we don't win stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think Colbert, for all of his obnoxiousness at times, is really smart. And I think they have him because he can go back and forth between those two moods.
The fact that the current president they're raising money for is 20 years older than Barack Obama is amazing.
Wonder what Lizzo gets paid for this sort of thing. Or is she volunteering
six
her services?
Hams.
Oh, wow. I have nothing to say. Nothing to say.
We've got more on the way, stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
An angle of the immigration slash illegal immigration story that I had not heard before, actually. Brand new angle. That is highly troubling. We'll get to coming up.
So it was, we have so much to talk about today. We can't squeeze it all in. It's the only frustration. I want to talk about all this stuff. We have gender-bending madness. We have California's crumbling. We have so much.
It's a 6-pound show in a 5-pound bag.
There you have it. It was 6 years ago, a little less than 6 years ago, the Supreme... No, all right, we got to decide when Gladys plays the harp and when she doesn't. Any reference to any past time period doesn't get the harp. It's going to be telling a personal story, right?
Yell at her if you want, but she can't hear you. She's very old.
All right. So it was about 6 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled... it paved the way for widespread legal sports gambling in the U.S., and here comes the backlash, according to a handful of writers in the Wall Street Journal.
What's America's... the forelash? I don't understand what the enthusiasm for all the gambling, legalizing all the gambling is. Is it just considered, well, okay, as a voting for it, why do people vote for it everywhere it comes up to vote for it? People, why are you so excited about legalizing gambling?
I have not spent a lot of time thinking about this just because I choose not to gamble except on very, very rare occasions. But I think it's more that there's no good reason to forbid it, according to the Supreme Court.
So you think it's freedom? Well, it's just whenever it's put on a prop or whatever, people vote for it. I mean, maybe it's unfair because I'm a guy like, it's a person who doesn't drink saying, why are there so many bars? Because I don't have any interest in gambling. So maybe I'm the wrong person to ask.
At any rate, less than 6 years after the Supreme Court opened the door for states to embrace legal sports betting, U.S. major sports leagues are confronting the darker sides of sports betting with alarming frequency. And the Wall Street Journal writes, at the heart of the problems is the population whose ability to bet on sports is the most severely curbed, the athletes themselves. The past 2 weeks alone have seen players across major professional and college leagues drawn into a building avalanche of gambling scandals that show just how perilous the new landscape has become. And I had not heard about some of these. I guess they probably got covered in the sports press, but it took a bulk of them to transcend sports and get into the major media. But earlier this month, the NBA fielded complaints from players and a head coach about betting's growing influence and its potential dangers. Days later, Toronto Raptors forward Jontay Porter became the subject of a league investigation for alleged suspicious betting activity. National Football League, meanwhile, suspended 10 players for betting last year.
Did not know that.
I didn't know that either, and I'm a football fan. Controversies into the college ranks in the build-up to March Madness, the biggest sports betting event in America. I suppose that's because there are many, many games, as opposed to the Super Bowl being one game. The Temple University men's basketball team was flagged by prominent gambling watchdog firm U.S. Integrity for suspicious wagering activity on its games. Now, if you don't know how this works, and I am far from an expert in it, but I've just heard various talks on it and read a little bit. It's a lot easier to understand with, like, an individual tennis player. If you can see patterns of how many people bet on them to win and lose over time. And if all of a sudden you get a suspicious number of people betting that Joe Jones is going to win, you might want to look at his opponent, Sam Smith, and think, is Sam Smith taking a dive? Does somebody know something? And I don't know anything about the situation with Temple. But there were weird patterns of betting on its games, and so they're looking into it.
But it would have to, for it to be a thing, it would have to involve players, coaches, or refs, right?
Yeah, or an individual player. There's the NCAA and college presidents are trying to get any bet on any individual player's performance banned.
Man, if I'm a mobster, I try to get to a ref. Man, NBA, college basketball, the way fouls are called, that'd be the easiest way to affect a game.
Could easily affect the over-under, for instance. They mentioned Shohei Ohtani and his denials, but that this problem is not going to shrink. It's going to grow. Gambling is everywhere. It's effortless for these players to gamble or be contacted by gamblers. Look out.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is a song about baseball, if you don't know. And this is the opening day of the baseball season. This is why we're playing it.
I would listen to John Fogerty sing the phone book.
But so we were just talking about gambling. I was just having this thought. Is there any upside to all this legalized gambling across the country other than freedom? And you can get to me with the argument of it. The government has no business telling us we can't. That's enough for me. But is there any upside? Like, most of the time there's, like, you might be anti-gun or whatever, but I can make the argument, well, a gun can protect me or lots of different things.
Sure, virtually anything.
But is there any upside to gambling other than the government shouldn't have a role? I mean, there's no upside to cigarettes, and they still exist, although the tobacco companies have lobbied for decades to keep that going. Maybe
It's relaxing. Helps you keep the weight off.
We've tried to syntax it out of it existence. Will we syntax gambling? I don't know.
Nothing leaps to mind. Seriously, no positive leaps to mind at all.
Huh? And maybe, you know, maybe that's enough of a positive that the government shouldn't be telling us we can't. So there you go.
It is remarkable, though, that sports has gone from a high wall between it and gambling to now broadcasts are saturated with these are the odds. You can still make a bet on the last three holes of this golf tournament. Gambling sponsors are at every stadium.
Up until just a couple years ago, you would never, ever mention the line or anything like that in any sport. And Las Vegas famously had no sports, professional sports in it, because it's just too close to gambling, which always seems stupid. But now they got all the big teams. So, we changed our tune very, very quickly. All right, we'll see where that goes. Different topic. Do you remember, and it's actually the number one issue in America, according to most polls, immigration, or I think the real topic is illegal immigration, not just immigration. Remember a week or so ago when you had that giant mob of men rush the Texas Guard and overwhelm them in quite the melee? Where are we on that now?
An additional 200 National Guard troops just arrived in El Paso, deployed to the sector under Operation Lone Star. It's in response to this now viral incident from late last week, where a group of about 100 migrants bum-rushed guardsmen at the border barrier trying to illegally enter the country.
This is a different breed of people coming across. It shows you right there what happened in El Paso the other day. When have you ever heard of people ramming the gates? Never. Okay, so, I mean, this is a different world we're living in.
Okay, some probably Trump supporter referred to immigrants as a breed like their dogs. I don't appreciate that.
Please.
So, I can't believe that after decades of talking about this on the radio, we still can't get to a place where we make it clear whether we're talking about legal or illegal immigration whenever we talk immigration. They're two completely different things, and it just drives me nuts. One of my favorite conservative, very conservative pundits yesterday I was listening to and said, I'm a real dove on immigration, and I thought, okay, so am I, and so is practically everybody, or do you mean illegal immigration? Because I'm not. I'm as hawkish as you can get on illegal immigration. I don't think we should have one illegal person in this country ever. but a dove on immigration? Sure. So what are you talking about? And nobody ever makes it clear. A lot of times on purpose, fudging the numbers together because it helps with various statistics. No, immigration helps with this and that. What about illegal immigration? We didn't break that out. But even people who aren't doing it on purpose for reasons of confusing you regularly mesh the two together. Leading to these numbers, which I'd never seen before.
I just let me pipe in real quickly. I think that guy who was a local sheriff, who we heard in that clip, he sees so little lawful immigration and so much unlawful immigration that all immigration is illegal immigration to him. They're overwhelmed. But I think there still is use to pointing out that it is unlawful.
The Center for Immigration Studies, which are straight shooters, and we've had their people on the air many, many times over the years, they just released the latest numbers. There are now 13.7 million illegal immigrants in the United States and 51.4 million immigrants overall, legal and illegal, which we'll get to that, what that means a little bit. That's an increase of 6.4 million in the 3 years since Joe Biden took office. That averages 172,000 new immigrants each month, roughly four times the rate of the Trump years, three times the rate of the Obama years. And as I always point out, the biggest deal to me is it ain't a policy. It ain't on purpose.
Right.
Nobody made this decision. It's
well,
just
it may
happening.
Be on purpose, but it's not, you know, in, it's not out loud.
This wasn't purpose. Debated. Nobody voted on it. It'd be one thing if one party won the election and they're so pro-immigration that we ended up with these numbers because that's what they all wanted. That ain't what happened, though. Most of the new arrivals are from Latin America, and 3.7 million of the new net arrivals came illegally. Some 44% have no education beyond high school. and a significant number didn't even complete high school. So we'll get to that in a little bit, because that is a new thing and should be paid attention to. Education is the single best predictor of how you're going to do in the United States, they say. What kind of job you're going to do, how much money you're going to make, whether or not you're going to be in poverty, be on government programs, that sort of thing. So what fraction are going to qualify for well programs, particularly the children? As recently as 2018, solid majority of immigrants, and they're saying immigrants, so I assume they mean legal and illegal, I guess.
If it's from the CIS, yeah, I would guess that.
As recently as 2018, 55% of immigrants had a bachelor's degree. That has dropped to 41%. That's a 14-point drop in 6 years, which is pretty significant. Meanwhile, the share who didn't make it past high school has risen from 29% to 44%. Those changes challenge a chief selling point for backers of high immigration rates. So 44% of the millions and millions and millions of people that are coming into this country don't even have a high school degree. There's no way you're not going to end up on government programs with that situation.
Right. You're certainly much more likely to. Yeah.
The improvement in the education level of recent immigrants was a very positive sign that at least a smaller fraction of new arrivals were likely to struggle in the United States. But that has changed, at least for now. The U.S. now has, by the way, and this is another thing nobody voted for. There was not a debate on this. The U.S. now has the largest ratio of immigrants in its population ever. 15.5%. The previous record was 14.8% in 1890. Back when we did have some policies.
Followed them strictly.
Well, and part of the policy was we didn't have this giant safety net. So if you couldn't come here and get a job, you're out of luck. So what's the point of sneaking across the border if nobody's going to hire you if you're illegal? That's the way it was for a very, very long time. But now with a social safety net, as long as you're inside the border, you don't need a job.
I think I can explain this to virtually everybody's satisfaction after a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security. According to the FBI's property crime data, speaking of criminals who may or may not be domestically born, most home break-ins happen in broad daylight. So as your days get longer to spring and you get busy, protect your home with Simply Safe Home Security award-winning security.
24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day, no contract ever, because Simply Safe believes you're going to like the program enough, the system enough that you'll stick with it. You'll get the emergency response you need and half the cost of traditional home security.
Its advanced technology protects every room, every window, every door of your home, while cameras keep watch for suspicious activity. And again, at that fabulous price, and you can test it out with absolutely no risk to you with Simply Safe 60-day risk-free trial. Protect your home today. Our listeners get a special 20% off any new Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
I'll do the usual caveats, and I mean them. They're true. Most people trying to get into this country legally or illegally are going to contribute to the country. They just want to come here for a better opportunity for their family. I would do the same thing. Not trying to say most people are sneaking across to go on the government dole or rob or rapist. But that education stuff, that's a problem. Why would you let in millions of people who don't even have a high school education? Why would any country do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can explain that, too. But in a second, I'm reminded your last statement about the vast majority of them are XYZ, and I agree with that. It reminds me of that Pew Research poll that came out a few years after 9/11. I don't remember the date precisely, but the lefty media was touting with great enthusiasm the fact that, look at this, 82% of Muslims, or 74% of it or whatever, do not approve of killing and violence, which left only like 877 million who are in favor of it. And I can't remember what the numbers were. But so if we have, say, 13 million illegal immigrants in this country and 90% of them would never think of committing a crime, that's a hell of a lot of people who are criminals. A hell of a lot.
Or 80% of them have no interest in getting on a government program. Well, that's millions of people who are.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Not to mention the incredible logistical nightmare that is jam-packed emergency rooms, that is schools who can't teach anymore because these little kids don't know English. On and on and on we can go. But there was one of my favorite fairly clever memes before anybody knew the word meme was a set of jokes involving who reads what newspaper. And I wish I had it in front of me. But a couple of the punchlines were the Washington Post is read by the people who think they run the world. And the Wall Street Journal is read by the people who actually run the world. Having said that, who really runs the world in America? It's big business, very powerful businesses, and politicos, politicians. It's your super powerful politicians working hand in hand with super powerful business people. And I'm pro, you know, the free market. I'm not going to pitch socialism like I'm Bernie Sanders or anything. But if you agree that that's who runs the country, and frankly, I think if you don't agree, you're a fool. Both of them are desperate for young workers. And not like enthusiastic, desperate. On the Politico side, to prop up our gigantic bloated social programs that are about to run out of money in a decade or less. And on the corporate side, we're not having babies. We're not making workers. They need workers. Look at the latest flap, Tyson's Chicken. That's firing a handful of lawful immigrants and legal residents and citizens and hiring a bunch of illegals with their special permits. It seems obvious to me. A lot of people are crazy about that. Well, it's the great replacement. They want to replace white people with brown people because the brown people vote Democrat. But that's increasingly not true. And I think if the Democrats think that's true, it's just a side benefit to what I was talking about.
Well, and if your culture isn't having babies, you're either going to be replaced by some other people or just no people. I mean,
or you're going to become a very different country, a much smaller country with a very, very different system of government and social safety net and the rest of it.
There is a stat out there that 20,000 babies have been born in Gaza since the war began. And I thought, have there been 20,000 babies born in California in the last year?
Yeah, I don't know.
20,000 babies. I mean, that's just a different level of having babies, which some of the world has, and we do not. Well, why can't they say that out loud? You don't think that would work as a political issue? I would think it would work better than just having open borders. People seem to hate that.
They're getting away with it.
I guess what's the downside?
It's like when your kids are whining about what you're serving for dinner. I'd prefer they wouldn't be, but I don't really care. They're getting everything they want. And they live in communities. Was it Peggy Noonan? Somebody, one of your great editorialists, talking about the protected class and the unprotected class. The protected class never feels the brunt of their policies in their high-gated, privately guarded, Georgetown mansions. Their kids don't go to schools where they can't be taught because there are too many non-English speaking kids who just came across the border. They don't feel the brunt. The unprotected class, which is the rest of us, we do. But our whining doesn't bother them much. They pretend it does every couple of years when election time comes.
I have my eyes looked at the other day and learned something I thought I would pass along that I didn't know.
Oh,
thought it'd be handy for you if you wear glasses or contacts or anything like that. Among other things we need to talk about, stay here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Listen to this. I read about a British Airways passenger. Okay, this is real. A British Airways passenger who had to sit through a 7-hour flight with an exposed bolt digging into his head because his seat didn't have a headrest. I mean, honestly, it's just nice to hear about a plane that has bolts. Yeah, even more annoying, there was a kid behind him who kept kicking the bolt.
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty funny.
Yikes. Yeah.
Versus. So I went to a super fancy eye doctor in the Bay Area the other day. And I was getting my eyes looked at because I might do the lens replacement thing. I didn't even know that was a thing until recently. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
No, not really. I mean, they replace your lens.
Yeah.
Of your cornea.
Yeah. And then your eyes are really, really good. It's very, very cool. But so I was just talking about how bad my glasses are and how I'd gone to a super fancy ophthalmologist to try to get good glasses. And he said, no, don't do that. Go to just regular eye doctors. That's what they do. They make glasses. He said, like, I do LASIK and replace lenses. I'm not the person you want to come to get glasses. That's not what I do. That's not my expertise. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. I'd been struggling with my prescription for a long time thinking, and somebody told me, no, you can't go to the Walmart optometrist or the place in the mall or whatever. You got to go to an ophthalmologist. No, he said, no, they're not the people to get your prescription for your glasses. Huh. That's not what their expertise is. So,
wow,
keep that in mind.
One person's opinion. Yeah, I know nothing about this. So,
well, that's what he does for a living. And just a regular person had told me to go to an ophthalmologist. And by the way, I got the worst pair of glasses I've ever had in my life from them. Most expensive pair, but the worst pair. The original ophthalmologist. The new lens thing, I want new eyeballs. I've always thought it'd be cool to have brown eyes. So I want my eyes plucked out, my blue eyes plucked out, brown eyes put in. And he said they can't do that. So
I've got to admit that brown eye lifestyle has a lot of advantages. I've really enjoyed it.
So we got this text. We were talking about this might be sweeping the nation. So even if you don't live in California, you should know about it. In California, Gavin Newsom came up with the brilliant idea of a $20 minimum wage for fast food workers. Why fast food workers as opposed to anybody else? You're a hotel maid, they can pay you $17 an hour. But if you're a fast food worker, you have to get $20 an hour. Why? I don't know. But it starts April 1st, and a lot of restaurants are scrambling. They're wondering if they can stay open. They're raising the price of their sandwiches by a lot. They're laying people off. They're turning to computers or robots or whatever to try to figure out how to do this. We got this text. This law sucks. I love delivering pizzas. Would easily get $100 a night on weekends in cash in tips alone, which I totally declared on taxes, this person says.
For the record.
It even really helped me after college in a hard time working delivering pizzas a few nights a week. But now it's cheaper for most places to farm the delivery out to DoorDash or Uber Eats with this new $20 an hour minimum at any fast food job. So say goodbye to one of the best paying jobs for college kids ever.
Meanwhile, Cal Unicornia has made gig work as hard as possible with their notorious AB5 that the current Secretary of Labor is desperately trying to spread around the country, trying to make everybody a full-time employee with benefits, no matter how many hours they work or how much they like the arrangement. It's all because they're owned by the unions. They want to unionize everybody.
You're outlawing all these starter or part-time jobs that people were taking because they helped their lives out, and you're making them illegal.
Yeah, there is no stairway now to becoming a professional. If you can't bring $20 an hour of value to your employer immediately, They're not going to employ you. They're not going to help you become that person. They are making it illegal to hire beginners.
It's going to be an interesting experiment for the rest of the country to see what this does to the fast food industry in California.
The layoffs have begun and will continue apace, guaranteed.
And what's a Big Mac going to cost?
Armstrong and Getty.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women, by women.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.